It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, now it's time for our Good Inspiration segment. Michelle Lynn Gus joins us now to talk about getting out of our routines and how it can be a source of inspiration for us. Hey there, Michelle.
Hi, Dolly.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's a good day to break out of your routine, isn't it?
It's always a good day to break out of your routine. You know what the thing is most of us don't realize we need to do it.
We need to.
And I have been forced out of my routine because I'm traveling for several weeks by car, basically across America. And that's what really opened my eyes to it because I had made some changes in my routine a couple months ago, starting to write early in the morning and doing some other things. And then suddenly it was like, oh, I have to leave and be out of my routine. But I realized those first few days on the road made a huge difference because it really changes your outlook. And you start to see, not only do you see things differently, but you start to see things you may not have seen. And you also find inspiration in various things. But I don't mean that everybody needs to go out and run out and go on a road trip because that's not always possible. But it's just finding different ways to change up the routine. We like our routine. We can get very stuck in our routine. And then we think that we can't change it. We think that we're stuck in it. And we're really not. It's just up to us to figure out how to change it. And I always talk about that it's not about making huge changes. It's about slowly starting. And it may be like getting up a few minutes earlier to take some more time for yourself. And that's not easy. Believe me, I do get up early, but I don't like to get up early. But I know that getting up a few minutes earlier gives me some more quiet time that I may not get once the phone starts to ring and work mm-hmm. starts and all that. And so that could be something that people can do or just maybe starting an exercise routine in the morning or later in the day, but just finding something during the day that's different. Or if you have the time, maybe on a weekend, just kind of dropping everything and saying, hey, let's go for a drive. Let's go mm-hmm. explore somewhere mm-hmm. we've never been. There's always lots
yeah.
of that to do, too.
Well, for young moms that are listening, this is something that I know very, very well, routine. You're
yeah,
always
you
in a
do.
Routine with the kids, napping, lunch, play date. You got everything on the schedule, and so it becomes a routine. And sometimes, not just for inspiration, to create happy memories with your children. I used to have a strict bedtime with my kids, but in the summer months and sometimes in the winter months around Christmas time, we would just stay up late and stay outside playing freeze tag or Mother May I and red light, green light. And it was like 10:30 at night, and and I knew the neighbors were like, what is Dolly doing out there with her children? They're so young. They should be in bed. But you know what? No one ever complained. But the point is that we have great memories because of that. And had I stuck to my routine every day with them, we wouldn't have had those memories, you know. And maybe that inspired my kids. It inspired me to get to bed or to stay in bed a little longer the next day. But maybe it inspired my kids in some way, I hope. You know.
Well, and the other thing is it may inspire them when they have children and they have their own families and like, hey, we used to do this. And when they go through
yeah.
that, because you have several girls and when they're moms, then they may be like, hey, I need to gather a teen. Well, this is what my mom did with us.
Yeah. Well, for us, for me anyway, it's all about the fun. And so breaking out of routine sounds like more fun in your life. So if you want more fun, sometimes you do have to break out of that routine and just be spontaneous and just do it, as they say, and it will inspire you probably with what you do in your routine. Maybe you start to do your routine differently or something like that.
Right.
I think that's really good advice. Yeah. I love it.
Yesterday I played in a charity golf outing, and it was really hard because I didn't get to do my writing because it was the first time actually I had played 18 holes, and I did a short talk, and it was a great experience. And, you know, it was something I had never done before. But consequently, I had to give up. I'm a very routine person. I had to give up a few things. Like I didn't get a chance to blog. I didn't get a chance to do my writing. But that's exactly it. It's about making those changes. Because if you don't have life experiences, that doesn't give you memories. But also, you need things that inspire you to do other things or bring you other opportunities, you know, connecting with people. And you never know what's going to come from those types of things.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, this was a good topic this week, especially it's summertime, and it's time to break out of the routines, for sure.
It is.
Good
it
reminder.
It is, and summer's still early.
Good reminder. So where are you headed to next on your travels?
Niagara Falls.
Have you ever been there? I love Niagara Falls.
I have. I have not been there since I was about 12, so it's been about 30 years. Just hard to believe.
It may look a little smaller, or it may look a little bit more scary or grander. You know, my parents went there for their honeymoon. I think a lot of couples
did
that in the 50s for their honeymoons.
They did. And the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really a neat place, and it is almost like you step back in time a little, because I looked at the old videos of my parents' honeymoon. They have videos of their honeymoon and
wow.
Pictures of that, and it's like, wow. Yeah, that's still the same. It's
mm-hmm.
a little bit more touristy, but it's still very beautiful there. They've done a great job. At least, I don't know about, I was on the Canadian side, I have to say. That's where I was. I never went on the American side. Maybe for a
no,
second
we,
I did. But.
No, my family, my parents are very adamant. We go to the Canadian side. And what's interesting is I Googled last night the Maid of the Mist. They do not have the Maid of the Mist on the Canadian side anymore. That's just American. They have a new tour operator on the Canadian side, and I'm like, how can we not have the Maid of the Mist? I'm not going on the American side,
oh.
The Canadian side. We'll be going to Hornblower, Niagara Cruises instead of the Maid of the Mist.
Well, I think I'm starting to lose you. You must be walking away with your cell phone somewhere. I'm starting to lose you, Michelle. Can you hear us?
No, I'm actually, yeah, I can
there.
Hear you. I'm not moving
well,
anywhere.
Well, you're starting to break up a little in your travels. Well, enjoy Niagara Falls and safe travels to you. And thanks for the good inspiration today about breaking out of our routines to have some fun and inspire ourselves too at the same time. Really good. Okay, we're looking forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Kelly.
Bye. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.